Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I thought Jordan was old.
Yeah. Jordan 60 today.
I'm sitting here looking at Max rapping. I just envision him with a Kango on, with some Air Force Ones, just kicking it.
Yeah, but corner. He couldn't just have. But that
Washington would, Heights.
He would have to have Gazelles on.
Gazelles, yeah.
And a big old chain. Yeah.
Hold up. First there were Lees. You had to have the crease right down the middle of the Lees, and they had to match the La Tigre exactly. They had to be the same color.
Have you ever?
And then there were Vascos. Those were two-toned. Forget about it.
Yeah. Jay, do you iron your clothes? Like, do you iron your clothes?
Yeah.
Or you just take them and put them on because they were already, like, folded
pressed.
And ironed for you or whatever?
No, I still iron my clothes.
Have you ever used starch on your jeans?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know because I haven't seen starch in 100 years, so. Right, Max?
How about this, Key? What about Griffin? Remember Griffin?
No.
Griffin was like white paint that came in with a little sponge on the end.
Oh, for your shoes.
Yeah. Griffin, yeah.
But see, that's when I was super broke.
But Griffin, yeah, you would have the Adidas, super the shell broke. Tops, right?
Yeah, but that's when you were super, yeah. super.
You'd be painting
you were super
shoes.
Broke. Yeah, but that's you got two pair of shoes. You got two pair of shoes.
That's all you got to work with, yeah.
You got two pair of shoes for 2 years. I mean, like, come on, man.
We've all been there. I used to pretend my foot was growing even when it wasn't just to get the new kicks.
You put the sock at the front of the toe.
That's too much, man.
No, but that was.
Yeah, so you
walk around looking like a clown.
With y'all, man.
All right, listen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We've been talking KD all morning. We still got to get to Jay's top big three of the modern era. Well, modern era. It's not the modern era. It's since 2008. It's since the first big three of this century, right?
When Danny Ainge made the move. Yeah,
Danny Ainge got the Celtics. He brought in Kevin Garnett, and he brought in Ray Allen to go with Paul Pierce. And LeBron saw that and said, oh, damn, that's how we're doing it. And then he made his own big three in Miami with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. And the question is, where does this latest big three of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and whatever CP3's got left, where does this rank, Jay? So we're going to get to your list in a second. Here is Kevin Durant at the post-game, at the introductory press conference in Phoenix on the Suns' postseason expectations.
I know it's always pressure because I'm one of the best players to ever play the game. So every time. So every time I step on the floor, people are going to expect me to do great things, and the team I'm on to do great things. But I enjoy getting better as a player every day. I enjoy just waking up and getting to do this. So I don't ever say anything's a failure if I'm healthy enough to play the game of basketball. But I know what's on our backs, and we understand that, and we want to do the most. We want to get the most out of this opportunity.
The first big three in Boston won a championship.
Yes, they did.
But as soon as they got put together, LeBron's big three was heavily criticized for not winning a championship year one, but they won two out of four and went to four straight finals. The big three in Golden State, you want to call it that, won championships. One of the big disappointments of KD, Kyrie, and James Harden is not a single championship came out of it.
Not even that. 17 games.
17 games together, right? They didn't play together, as KD said.
Not even 20 games.
Not even 20.
Jay,
17.
What are the top five big threes since that Celtics
sounds
big
like
three?
A lot of word salad for you to get that
last
out,
15
huh?
years.
That was really difficult.
It's Friday.
That wasn't
man.
Word salad. It was just too many words. Not a salad. Friday. Word salad. Just
Max
a bunch of words
worked
don't make
60
sense.
Hours this week. He's
doing 30,000.
I got Max
shows.
Unboxing today, and then this just
give
again.
Me the numbers, Yates.
Number five.
LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. Look, the 2015-2016 season, you remember they went against that 73 win Golden State team. Whatever you want to say about Draymond Green, if you want to give it excuses for the kick to the place he should never have kicked, LeBron James baited him into that.
Yeah.
And with Kyrie, like, you know, look, being down 3-1 was one of the greatest comebacks in the history of basketball.
Sports.
And
history
finding
sports.
A way to win. They are number 5 on my list of best big threes since the 2008 KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce trio has started. That's number 5. Next up.
Number 4.
I put respect in their names. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. They got one chip early in their career together, and they just finalized it last year, cementing the legacy of this best beat three being one of the best of all time, okay? Draymond Green, even if he wasn't himself, he was still on the team. Klay Thompson, coming off injury, was still on the team. Steph Curry, NBA Finals, MVP. Mm-hmm. He sealed the deal. I think he is top 10 of all time. He is keep moving up that list. They are number 4. Next up.
Number 3.
Max made mention of it. 4 straight NBA Finals. The decision, the drama around that for LeBron James to go down to Miami. They won 2 out of 4 championships. The Heatles, whether you love them or hate them, is one of the best big threes. And the way it went down, it was D-Wade's team at first. D-Wade said, LeBron, take the keys to this Ferrari, man. You drive this damn thing. They figured it out, and it turned into one of the best big threes to ever play the game. LeBron James, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, led by Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. That's number 3. Number 2.
Number 2.
Yeah, I'm going to put respect in their name. Even though post-2008, they got you one chip in 2014, it's just about the history of it. That's Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker, right? That is the holy trinity for me with the way these guys played. And you can even add in, if you want to say, you know, well, Tony was a shell of himself, that was more Kawhi Leonard, 2014, fine. And take Tony off and add Kawhi Leonard with Mono and Tim Duncan. Look, 22 consecutive playoff appearances, okay? Arguably the best power forward to ever play the game of basketball. He's a 2 NBA MVP awards for Tim Duncan, 3 finals MVPs. And in that year with Kawhi winning the finals MVP, it was the culmination of one of the greatest dynasties in all of sports history. I just want to put respect in their name at number 2. And finally, number one. Man, that's KD, Steph, and Klay. I don't care what anybody says. That is the best trio to ever play the game of basketball. You want to debate me about Jordan, Pippen, and Robin?
I do, but I can hear your argument.
Debate me on it.
Yeah, I hear
your argument. There's no skill set better than Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and KD.
Different era.
Different era is fine.
Yeah, different era. But Jay is right that they had the 2 MVP-level players on the same team. But Steph was an MVP-level player, so was KD. MVP, not just All-Star.
And most unstoppable skill set trio in the game of basketball history.
Sure.
So
skills get better and better as time goes on.
So now we got CP3, Devin, and KD.
Oh, they on outside. I need to see where it is first. You can't be top 5.
So I would just on paper, I would squeeze them in the 4 spot just on paper and remove Steph, Clay, and Dre. In the 4 spot.
I can't do that.
I ain't doing that.
I can't do that.
In the 4. Yet. I would squeeze them in the 4 spot.
You need to win a chip.
I get it, but I'm just saying, I'm assuming.
On paper, looking
at
it?
We're playing.
Radio and James TV. Harden. Are we playing radio on TV? Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and KD?
It didn't work.
Yeah, but that's
what they didn't get. But we saw that.
On paper.
No, well, but we saw that, though.
In other
we
words, he's giving him the benefit of the doubt based on the potential.
I did see it for 17 games. It worked, man.
No.
This couldn't be on the court.
I understand that. We saw that, but it didn't finish.
Key, when you say you would take them off the Steph, Clay, Dre, one thing you got to – I think people need to be careful about. It's like when people look at Kobe's efficiency numbers. They go, oh, he's not – Kobe straddled 2 eras as the game was getting more efficient. So his numbers, efficiency-wise, make him look worse than he actually was. If you live through the Kobe era, you know he's better even than the numbers suggest he is, okay?
Absolutely.
You got to be careful with, to me, Dre, Steph, and Clay because they reinvented basketball. Right? Like, we take it for granted now because the entire league plays that way. But they pioneered and engineered and executed it. The 5 out, right?
Actually Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson
deserves a lot. Just to put respect on Mark Jackson's name.
Well, he helped develop it. He helped develop it, but Steve Kerr.
They implement it.
Implementing the system they used was Steve Kerr. That was not Mark Jackson's system. He helped develop the players. But when you talk. But I'm just talking about the 3 of those guys right now. Steph and Dre really are the crime partners, and Klay just puts it over the top, right? Even though he gets the appeal as a splash brother. But, like, Key, you got to put them on the list. They reinvented basketball, and they did it in a way where people were like, you know, LeBron James had to have the greatest comeback of all time, the best player of his era in his prime on a loaded team, had to have the greatest comeback of all time to get by those three guys.
I understand that, but I'm saying just looking on paper and forecasting what may be the second half, or as Jay said, ain't the second half of basketball, because that's not true. There's only 25 games left, but you know what I'm saying. The second half and looking what they could be from a forecast standpoint, KD, CP3, I'm assuming stays healthy. I'm assuming he's re-energized by bringing a KD along. KD's healthy. Devin Booker's healthy. I understand what you're saying.
CP3's a little long in
the tooth,
Key. Huh? CP3's a little long in the tooth. This is not prime CP3.
No,
but he's long in the tooth, but the dude still can go.
Okay. So, Key, like CP3 right now, I would still call an elite game manager. Right?
Yeah.
He's an elite game manager.
Well, you take that all day long. There's only two or three of them left in the NBA.
On paper. Like, I think they have a chance to crack it.
You want to see it
on paper. Yeah. But like, yeah, that's what. Yeah, we have to see it. We have to see
it. I have
well,
a
what
beef
you put
the
damn
Chet.
List up for if I can't put mine in there?
Yeah, no, you can put yours in there.
Yeah, I have a beef. I have one. It's not really a beef, but it's the way I view, like, you put a lot of value, as many do, it seems to me, on longevity and how consistent you can be over the years. So that, to me, is Duncan, Ginobili, Parker. Yeah. Let's say Parker if you're not going to include Kawhi.
That don't even look sexy.
I place more value, as long as you sustain it for a reasonable amount of time, on peak value. When I say the greatest or greatness, I'm really talking about what heights did you hit, and then did you sustain it for enough time to show me that's really you,
okay.
Right? Man, the Heatles, for example, the expectations were so high that we were like, wait, you lost in the finals? How dare you, right? Like, they weren't even allowed to lose in the finals. And they went to four straight and won back-to-back.
That was a super, super team.
Yeah, but like, I would put them ahead of Ginobili and Parker and Duncan.
All right, cool. So you got them. So where would you have Spurs? Three? Four?
As a big as an organization, it's different. As a big three, I would drop them to maybe five.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why I'm like, it ain't. But I didn't want to smash on them because I was looking at the history of the organization opposed to the history of those three.
Right.
Yeah, like you, Max. Right. Yeah, so when I look at them, I'm like, but
see, I hear you. I just, for me, frankly, I put value over like chemistry. Like to me, the chemistry that those dudes had is number one.
It's it allowed one. A sustained
and, like,
excellence.
I know
yeah.
that fans don't see that. They can't really. But, like, that kind of continuity, Key, and how dudes rock with roles and positions.
They were a machine.
It was incredible to watch.
There was
no ego on that team.
They were perfect. I was about to say, Jay, they were perfect for that organization.
Yes.
Yeah. That,
perfect.
By the way, and much like you give credit for the big three, which I think they deserve extra credit, of Steph, Klay and Dre, when Jay is making the case, Steph's top 10 all time. I'm like, nah, more like 12 or 13, whatever. But how much credit do you give a guy like Steph for contributing to a culture with his personality and style of play that everyone wants to play in, right? And that allows, that's the magnet for KD. That allows your organization to thrive at a nearly unprecedented level now for how many years, right?
And you get extra
credit for that.
Steph, Klay, and Dre obviously is in somewhere. But the problem is, once KD went there, it almost like erased Draymond.
They broke the universe.
It erased Draymond's greatness of what he did for the Warriors early on in his career. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, right? Because he is still there, and KD isn't, and they still won a championship, and KD wasn't there, but Dre don't get the credit.
They won
a
championship with Klay basically just getting back from injury. Come on. All right. One of the Packers stars, Aaron Jones, will be staying in Green Bay. Will it have an effect on what their quarterback guy goes by the name Aaron Rodgers decides to do? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Saw a tweet from Woody Page talking about if Rodgers emerges from his darkness retreat and sees his shadow, does that mean there's six more weeks of winter? This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Max, does he come out of there with a full beard or clean shave?
It's only 4 days.
Whatever beard he can grow. I don't think he'd be shaving in the darkness, right?
No, but I mean, I'm saying when he comes out.
Yeah.
When he come out. Is well, next time we see him, is he going to have a full beard looking like a caveman, or is he going to be clean shaved?
My guess is when he emerges from the darkness, he'll then shave. Because, right? Because, like, you want to kind of like a clean – he has a little beard when he emerges. He hasn't been shaving. And then he, you know, with a takes that first step without the beard.
Do you think he'll see his shadow? Do you think he – and if he doesn't, does that mean we're going to have
– 6 more weeks of winter. That's what Woody Page said.
Or 6 more weeks of just no decision?
Yeah, no decision.
He's got to make a decision because of money and all that free agency.
Adam Schefter tweeted, guys, a resolution. Instead of being released, Aaron Jones, the running back, will be staying in Green Bay this season after the Packers and his agents, Drew Rosenhaus and Ryan Matha, reached agreement on an $11 million salary for the 2023 season. That includes an $8.52 million signing bonus. Aaron Jones still will have 2 years remaining on his contract with the Packers, but this year has been adjusted.
Smart. Smart by him to realize the marketplace for his value. That's smart.
And joining us now, Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL Insider. What's going on, Jeff?
Gentlemen, this whole darkness retreat gives me anxiety. I can't. Can you imagine sitting in a, I mean, I'm trying to respect his desires,
Jeff,
here, but
Jeff, I did a day, and I was talking to the guys about it. I don't know, whatever it was, a week or two ago. I did a day before.
Sounds like heaven.
I don't mind it. Yeah,
make
please.
The room cold. I'll go to sleep.
No kids for me in the darkness,
24
please.
24 hours?
Yeah, man, yeah. I'll do that. Oh, that sounds like heaven.
I did 24 hours.
No food key?
Oh, no.
Well, I ate, you know, you got some nuts and stuff like that.
Can't you have, like, a steak in the darkness or a burger or something?
What do you wear in the darkness? Do you have to wear anything? Like, is it?
I had on my yoga pants. I had on, like, boxers and a T-shirt.
And he had his James Purse light, you know.
Yeah, it was light.
Cotton. I know what you did. Yeah, he got that soft cotton.
I don't think I trust my thoughts enough to be inside of them for that long. Like,
it's a little claustrophobic, Jeff.
I'm doing crazy stuff in the dark.
It's a little claustrophobic, but you know, you look, man. It's not. Aaron's doing it for 4 days. It sounds 4 days is a bit long. A day, even maybe 2 days, is fine. Because really, all you do is you gather your thoughts, you reflect on a lot of different things. Your body's, you know, the toxins and all of that sort of stuff in your body.
Is ayahuasca involved as well?
What do you mean?
Is ayahuasca involved as well? Like in the darkness?
No, not for me. It wasn't.
But it was a heck of these toxins out in LA. Stop.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Yeah, I was reading that you don't want to do that. He shouldn't do any kind of like drugs or anything, or it'll freak him out. You know, like you got to be like
real calm. No, you're not doing
drugs.
You're jeez, Jeff.
What? I'm just asking. We're just talking. Jeff and I are talking it through.
We're just talking, but, man. Jeez. I mean, maybe you need to go into some darkness.
Oh God, Jeff, stop. But look, man. Speaking of darkness, how dark is it right now for Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers in terms of what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, where he's going to play? What's happening with Lamar's money? Where are we at?
Yeah, I think that we're in a really unique situation with this year's sort of quarterback carousel. And I know we're prone to, you know, use all the cliches, call it musical chairs, but it's not that this year. It's going to be a situation where, like, we have the timing on things is so different with Derek Carr, for instance, already available to sign, with Lamar Jackson still, you know, seemingly working to get a long-term deal done with the Ravens, with Aaron Rodgers not only needing to figure out whether he's going to stay in Green Bay, but then figure out if the Packers are going to be amenable to taking what they can get in a potential trade. So there's like so many dominoes that need to fall at different times right now that it's going to be very difficult to project. You know, we know, for instance, it still to me feels like Derek Carr, the most likely landing spot would be the Saints. I know he visited there and basically said, I'm not going to allow for a trade to there, but that was merely so that he could kind of look at the landscape and decide where he wants to be. You know, I would be surprised if the Jets pulled the trigger on Derek Carr before getting more clarity on both Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson. But that's what makes this so interesting, is that if they wait too long, all of a sudden you could be left with nothing. So it's a very interesting situation for a lot of general managers around the league, and honestly, a tightrope that they're going to have to walk.
Jeff, this is Jeff, this is sheer reckless speculation on my part. I'm just prefacing by saying this, okay? You are in the South Beach area. That's where you live, right? Beautiful, warm palm trees.
Shows you the palm trees.
Wonderful. We have questions about Tua and durability, even though a lot of people love Tua in Miami, Mike McDaniels. Is there a chance that you think Lamar Jackson could end up with the Dolphins?
So I've gone through those kind of mental exercises myself. And like, you think, like, what does Mike McDaniel covet? He loves speed. I mean, I think that it's the kind of situation where he actually would really enjoy coaching Lamar. To me, the Dolphins, since the end of the season, and I say this sincerely, have been very adamant with me privately, and they've done so publicly as well, that they are all in with Tua for this coming season. To me, though, it does remind me of a situation like going back to Tebow, for instance, a guy who, when he was with the Broncos, he was so popular within the community, just like Tua is in Miami. And if they were going to move on from him, it felt like they needed to do it. Like the second Peyton Manning signed in Denver, it was like everybody there forgot about Tim Tebow. That's the only kind of signing I think that they could have down here. One, either Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers, to make everybody immediately be like, oh, well, they had to do that. So to me, like, I do think it's worth exploring. I don't know that it happens. Again, like I said, just from a fact-based standpoint, they've been very committed to Tua. And I guess I should continue to believe that they will be. But to your point, you know, you talk about Lamar Jackson in Miami with the speed that he'd have on the edges. And man, that sounds pretty
dangerous.
I've been saying
he's heading to the Dolphins for like a year now. Everyone told me I was crazy. All right, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, emerging from the darkness and joining Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Darkness.
No
Jeff,
chance.
When you look at Lamar in the situation with the Ravens in – we're talking about Miami and AFC East, but we also are talking about the New York Jets. What does this say about the way that Baltimore views Lamar? There's reports out there that he wasn't really involved in the offensive coordinating search at the level that he thought. And now we're talking about New York Jets within the conference. And typically, as you know, when you trade a talent like this within the conference, you view him as somebody that basically can't beat you or take you to the next level because you're willing to give a team that power for possibility within your conference. What does that say?
Yeah, I mean, they might not have a choice. Well, I should say that. They'll have a choice if they were to franchise tag him and trade him, and then they could have some sort of, I guess, say over the matter. But I mean, I think that the Ravens are at a point where they kind of, if they don't sign him, they've lost the luxury of being able to pick a destination like the Packers can do with Aaron Rodgers. So, to me, I think that the Ravens could continue to make efforts toward keeping him. But what tells me all I need to know is that ultimately they didn't get the deal done last offseason. I mean, they missed the window. The window, to me, it's such a fine line between signing a guy too early and waiting too long. And this reminds me more of when Kirk Cousins left Washington, where it was like the value, his perceived value, and which is what matters most, is higher than what they're willing to pay him. And whether that means because they're not willing to guarantee the money that he wants, the way that the Browns guaranteed money for Deshaun Watson, or whether it's the simple number of how much he'll ultimately be owed, it still, to me, feels like they're not getting there. And unless they do, to me, it's going to wind up being a situation where Lamar dictates where he plays next year.
Jeff Darlington. I know there's no more where key. It's time. Where is it's time for?
No, real quick though.
Man, time to pay the bills.
No, man, stop. I know one answer. Where do you think he winds up at the end of the year? Real quick.
I want to give you an answer. I don't know. I know that's a cop out. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Go back
Aaron,
in the darkness.
Come to the light, Jeff.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL Insider. Thank you, Jeff. Good
Jeff
talking to you as always.
Jeff Darlington.
Coming up.
Thank you, guys.
Could the Jets' second option be better than waiting for Aaron Rodgers? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Man,
wait, where's
that
thing.
Problem?
Wait, I got to hear when the... When Belly came out.
However do you want it, baby.
And this scene came on, this song came on, it was like...
When they had the eyes, when they walking through the club.
Sometimes you sit in a movie theater. I've heard Steven Spielberg talk about this, like when the lights go dark and there's this possibility anything could happen. That's one of those moments in movie history.
It was dope.
When that song came on, oh! You can help people, by the way, a hard turn here, affected by the Turkey earthquake. And I haven't looked at the numbers in about a day, but it was over 32,000 last I looked. 32,000 dead from the earthquake in Turkey. Just horrible stories. And also inspirational stories, digging kids out of rubble, but trapped for 5 days and a week. And please visit redcross.org/ESPN. That's redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond. They need equipment. They need more than they've got right there, right now. ESPN, redcross.org/ESPN. Okay. What we were talking about before the break was the various quarterbacks who could be available or are available in this offseason. And it seems like Aaron Rodgers heads the list, and everyone wants to, the Jets, and everyone has to wait out on Rodgers. And if you can't get Rodgers, you look at Derek Carr or Jimmy G or whatever, right? Or you look in the draft. But there's another name. There's another name, Keyshawn Johnson. You told me for a year now. I'm crazy to even think. And I kept saying, maybe he goes to Miami. And the other name, we just talked about it with Jeff Darlington, is Lamar Jackson, who, unlike Derek Carr, Jimmy G, has superstar upside. Not just upside. He is a superstar when he's on the field. He's a superstar when he's on the field. And by the way, Lamar Jackson had a fourth quarter lead in every game he played in this season. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who else is on the field, injured either side. If you have Lamar Jackson, you have a chance to win every single game. Peter King on Football Morning in America, the Rich Eisen show on the Peacock on PeacockTV.com, said this is what the Jets could do if they don't get Rodgers. Listen.
We all think, and I think you think, that the number one step would be Aaron Rodgers. If that doesn't work, could the number two step be Lamar Jackson? I think the Jets are going to have a very tough decision on their hands. And, you know, I think they will go after Rodgers if he does play. And if they don't get him, I think they will at least put their sniffers out and seriously consider Lamar Jackson.
I'm not waiting on. If I can get Lamar Jackson on a team like the Jets or a young team that's still getting better, I can take him over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely, I would too, because of the youth. It's just of course I would too. You don't have to worry about the. If some people think that Aaron Rodgers is sensitive, you don't have to worry about the sensitivity nature of Aaron Rodgers playing in the big city like New York, even though I don't think he would be that sensitive. But Lamar Jackson doesn't care. Like, he's Lamar. Like y'all say, KD just want to play basketball. He just want to play football. Give him his money. He want to play football. He don't care about all these commercials. Clearly, you can see that because based on him being the MVP, no commercials. I mean, guys, nowhere. And he's the MVP of the league, right?
No commercials.
So, I know, which is crazy. Yeah, Mike, but that just goes to show you he's not really – he's not worried about that sort of stuff, Jay. And the reason I chuckled, because I remember when this draft with Lamar came out, and I remember a specific person that told me that they wanted Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen instead of Baker Mayfield, but clearly the people in the room was not listening to the individual who evaluates quarterbacks, calls the plays, you know, does all those sort of things. The general manager just isolated himself. It made the Baker Mayfield case. A guy like Lamar Jackson, Max and Jay, he can make or break your damn career.
Yeah, he's different.
In a heartbeat.
The challenge for the Jets, though, is like this is a fluid situation. So as you're trying to potentially negotiate with the Packers on draft compensation and how you make it work, you're monitoring the Lamar Jackson situation, because as that situation continues to build, like, you have to wait. That has to hit at the right time, right? Because if you have the chance to get Aaron Rodgers, you got to do that, because Lamar may end up being back in Baltimore. So how do you thread that needle?
And you're also going to have to talk to Lamar when he gets out of
the conversation.
You know, Lamar right now is in a darkness retreat. So, oh no, he's not in a darkness retreat. He just shows up and plays football. I mean, you know, Key, he is in his mid 20s still.
Yeah, no, it's not a question. It's not a question.
Do they want to give him 240 guaranteed?
Yeah, it's not a question.
Sounds like they're trying to figure that out.
It's not a question about his age and his ability and things of that nature. We certainly know that the Jets owner, Woody Johnson, came out a couple weeks ago and said he'll do whatever it takes to get the quarterback to take them to the next step. Whatever it takes, money, draft, compensation. You can only go out so far, much like the NBA, Jay, you can only go out so far with draft compensation. I think it's 3 years. You can't do beyond 3 years. So whatever it is, package up some players. You just can't, if you're the Jets, you can't strip your team down.
Agreed.
To bare bones to get Lamar.
Let me ask you guys this. So everybody, Max, you say it's easy just to Lamar. Is it, though? Like, I hear you on
which part?
The age. But it's back-to-back seasons. He's been hurt now.
Yeah, I'm banking on the fact that it's not going to keep happening.
Yeah, that's okay.
But he was very durable for the first 5 years of his career, right, or however many years. And then,
I have a suspicion theory, though.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that coming up. Key's suspicious theory.
I heard a theory.
On Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah, right? It's not a theory. Radio. It's not coming suspicious. Up. It's a real theory.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J, Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, you said you had a theory, but first, NFL teams can begin applying the franchise tag on February 21st. The window to use a tag is open for 2 weeks before closing March 7th. At 4 p.m. Eastern. And remember, that tag applies to the salary cap that whole year. You can't spread it out, spread the cap hit out, like when you do a contract extension. Key, you have a theory about Lamar.
Well, I just, you know, I know he was injured toward the end of the year last year, middle to the end of the year. And as the thing kept mounting up, it was almost like things were being said coming out of the building about his health, if he was really, truly injured at the level that was being reported, and then Lamar was, you know, on his social media kind of giving reports about what his injury was, and it just is a theory in my mind that says, well, I wonder if he could have played down the stretch and went back and reflected on the way that they treated him in the offseason and into the start of the season by not taking care of the money side of it, and he realized at the end of the day, you know what, bump this. I'm not about to get out there and injure myself even more or put on a poor performance and have them question who I am as a quarterback. So I'd rather let them roll out there, limp out there and see exactly what they have in me. And that's, so that's kind of the theory that they rolled out Huntley, and it didn't go as well as they would have thought because Lamar was sidelined. And if Lamar would have played and played bad, then they could have used it against him. So he decided to say, you know what, I'm going to heal all the way up. I can play, but I'm going to heal all the way up. It's just that in my mind, it just started to go there over the last month or so.
But Key, like, my mind's been there. I remember when we were on the show and we were talking about whether he was going to play or not. And I was like, yo, man, like, just listening to the tone of his tweets and how they, like, you felt like even if he could have played, why would you? Like, Max and I were like, why would you play if an organization for multiple years now is messing with your bag and doesn't want to commit to you?
Because I feel like,
especially when you know that our offense is predicated off of me.
I know, but I just felt like the reason I had pushed back on it is because I felt like when you started the season, you already went into it knowing they hadn't addressed your contract situation, but you went to training camp. See, me, I'm not going to training camp. We don't even have a conference. You're going to start off the year bad. Yeah. I'm not going to have you see exactly what it is that you got, then pull away from you. Because at that point, I'm setting my teammates up for failure, and I wouldn't want to do that. I'd rather just not start the season.
See, but I felt like he tried to do the right thing. He was like, oh, I tried
to
do the right thing.
Yeah, I understand. No, I tried to do the right thing. You always try to do the right thing.
It was about, you know, us winning
a championship. You always try to do the right thing.
But after a certain point, you're like, I'm done doing the right thing.
No, but I know, but you're there, though. That's the only problem. You're already in the building.
Let me point out, Key, when Deshaun Watson said, okay, and when it was clear the relationship was over with the team, he's going to get moved, right? He became essentially a free agent. And by that I mean he was going to be bid upon, and he was going to go to the highest bidder most likely. In fact, he passed on the Browns. It was the reporting. He was headed for, what was it, Atlanta? Mm-hmm. And then the Browns came back with $230 fully guaranteed upon signing, and he went to Cleveland. That's what a free agent does. If Lamar Jackson feels like they're lowballing him. They want to keep him under Deshaun Watson, and he feels, that's the market. I'm not trying to hear it. Well, but that was a special situation. Oh, really? Well, then I will create the exact kind of special situation that you're telling me is an outlier, because there's no difference between that. And if I say, okay, if we understand I'm going to be traded, and now Lamar Jackson will go to the highest bidder, and I'm telling you right now that bid will be over $230 million guaranteed
now.
Day one.
Well,
so what is
can,
the league
Max.
Doing? They're incentivizing quarterbacks to do this.
Scary.
Because they're telling – think about the message they're sending. They're sending, no, you can't look at Deshaun Watson. That was a special case. Okay, well, how do I get to that case in that case, right? How do
yeah,
I
but
do
the
that?
Other quarterbacks, the other quarterbacks aren't going to put the other quarterbacks – organizations aren't going to put them in that situation.
Well, that's
okay?
true. Right.
So
they'll make them happy.
Let's call it what it is, Max.
Yeah.
They're not going to play around with Joe Burrow's money.
Nah, right.
And exactly. they're not going to play around
with Cincinnati and
they're not
going
the they're not going but they're not going to play around with it though. They just not.
You think the Spanos family is going to cough up 240 for Justin Herbert?
They're going to get creative enough to where it's going to feel like it's 240.
Right. Key, let me ask you this. With these new TV right deals coming up for the NFL, like, what do you think is going to be the new normal for NFL quarterbacks in the next 2-3 years?
You mean like high-level guys?
Next 3 years, if you're projecting 3 years out.
You're talking about high-level guys, though.
Are we going to be looking at quarterbacks
worth $60 million quarterbacks.
$300 million? $350
million? $60 million average a year. That's what they're going to be.
I just wonder when it bottoms out. Like, when is the marketing?
All it's going to continue to keep doing is going up, because they're going to continue to keep making money. The league makes money. The owners are making money. As long as they're making money, as long as the owners are making money, they don't mind.
Dennis in
Delaware. I always laugh because people are like, oh, the players making so much money. I'm like, y'all don't talk about how much the owners actually making.
The players are subsidizing this.
As long as the owners can keep buying them G650s and them 300-foot yachts and all out in the Med and doing all that, they're going to keep letting that players eat a little bit. A little bit, not much.
Dennis in Delaware, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Just have a few bold predictions on the quarterback carousel. Now, the Tennessee Titans got a new general manager, Mr. Carson, from the San Francisco. I think they trade Tannehill to the Jets. That's a safe move for the Jets. And they bring in Jimmy G for the Titans. I think Derek Carr definitely goes to New Orleans. I think Rodgers stays in Green Bay. Jordan Love demands a trade, and they move Jordan Love to the Raiders, which I think would be a great move for somebody like Darren Waller or something. So those are my bold predictions. What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, if I'm the Jets, I don't want Tannehill. Yeah, Rodgers staying with Green Bay is whatever. Jordan Love, it wouldn't be bad to the Raiders if the Raiders are looking to do that. What is it going to take to get Jordan Love? It certainly is not going to take a first-round pick, so you're safe there. Jimmy G to Tennessee, he said, right?
Yeah.
Because of the relationship with Maurice Carthon. Maurice Carthon, dad coached me with the Jets and the Cowboys, and he was a puppy. Now he's the general manager. Mm-hmm. So what does that say about me, Max?
says that you I think you graduated high school the year before I did.
That means that I'm old. I can't believe that Mo is a G. I need to go get a job.
Nothing
man.
Makes me feel older than hearing Michael Jordan is 60 today. And by the way, how many days does Michael Jordan get? He gets his birthday. He gets 22, 23.
He gets every day, according to you.
He gets
every day.
He gets the time he won this
every
championship.
Every day
he gets
is Michael
the day
Jordan
he retires.
Like
15 Michael Jordan days a year.
Ooh, his son. Never mind.
No.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
We were told that we give Kevin Durant an unfair pass.
Yeah, Jay.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, he's directed you that do. At you.
Yeah, he directed it directly at you.
He said Jay flip-flop.
You in the boardroom, pal.
What is that? He directed that directly.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. We are presented
it,
by Progressive Insurance.
I know
ESPN
you
Radio.
Ain't talking about no English.
USC.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.